Praise God. It's always a blessing for God's people to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our minds. No wonder the Word of God reminds us that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because it's always refreshing when God's people come together to praise the Lord. We thank God that we were able to do so now, praise and worship, a while ago. And that we are going to do now as we look at the Word of God here. We have several people speaking to us from the Word of God. We have, beginning with Isaiah, going to be talking to us from the Word of God. And we're going to be hearing from John speaking to us. And also Paul is going to be speaking to us and enlighten us to some things here. And I just want you to understand the heading of the, or the title of the message today is God of Peace and the Prince of Peace. God of Peace, Paul, speaking to the Hebrew Christians, describe our Heavenly Father, who is eternal, as the God of Peace. And here we find also the Word of God tells us here that Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, as besides that. So we have a lot to see here as a church. The church in the time of Isaiah and also of Jesus and the time of John and the time of Paul, been going through trying times. And today, we're not short of that. The church is going through some trying times. Many of our brothers and our sisters are being tried, persecuted, for righteousness' sake. They're all over the world. And that's what John trying to explain, and also Paul, as you read the scriptures, as pastor, encourage us all to read the Word of God. And so God, the God of Peace and the Prince of Peace, that's what we're going to be looking at today. Yeah. The Prince of Peace, Jesus, and we have God, the God of Peace. Isn't that wonderful? We hardly hear that word today outside of the church, and sometimes even inside of the church. The Hebrew Christians back in the old time, they used to use that word peace quite often. Peace unto you. And as you greet each other, we would say peace, brother, or peace, sister. Yes, friends. It's our time to speak and to lift up the Prince of Peace. It's our time to lift up the God of Peace and let people know and understand that God, creator of the heavens and the earth, is the God of Peace. I'll explain that a little bit. And also Jesus, as I'm describing him, to a backsliding set of people and told them that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, which I'll take you to in a little while. But today, friends, we as a church, we must lift up God, the Eternal Father, as the Prince of Peace. It is very short in this our world today. Peace.
Yes.
And we must tell the world about the Prince of Peace and the God of Peace. Yes, it's very, very important, because Paul, encouraging Timothy to emphasize to the Christians that we should pray. Now, let me go into the fullness of the message. All that is just an introduction to let you know, friends, that peace is very short in this old world today. We hear of hatreds, we hear of crime, We hear of bitterness and all the ugly things that the Prince of Death and Darkness introduced to the world. And people have thrown out the God of Peace, have thrown out the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus. They no longer speak about God. They no longer speak about his Son, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, which means Savior. To no longer lift him up. But Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Listen what the Word of God tells us here, friends. In John chapter 14 and verse 23, it says, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
Yes.
My Father will love him.
Yeah.
Oh, how we need that. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him, says Jesus to the disciples that he was speaking to before he would enter into the kingdom of God, to have fellowship with his Father, who is the God of peace. And he, the Son, is the Prince of Peace. Praise his wonderful name. We need to embrace this within our hearts and greet each other with this peace be unto you. Praise his wonderful name. How we need peace in this trying time, especially right now in this our country here, the United States of America. We need peace rather than war. There is so much war around the world today. And friends, we have to lift up. You will see where Paul encouraging Timothy to encourage the congregation that we are to pray for all men, so that we, the Christians, will live a godly and peaceful life. Yes, we must lift up God, the God of peace, and the God of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. I am getting excited here because when I think of what is happening, friends, how short peace is. We have more war, we have more hatreds and bitterness. But we today, which I'm speaking to the church especially, we have a job to lift up the God of peace, the Son of God, who is the Prince of Peace. We must speak about him. Peace, friends, peace be unto you, says the Word of God, peace. Now, let me get into the message here. The Word of God says here that Jesus then went on to explain to them in verse 27. He says here, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have a lot of troubled hearts and troubled people, boys and girls, all over the world today that are living in fear. Yes, because they are in spiritual darkness. We have done a job by putting God out of our homes, out of our schools, out of our libraries, out of the bookstores. We have taken him out of the churches too. Yes. But today, friends, we are going to lift up the God of peace. Praise his wonderful name. That's what Paul, speaking to the Hebrew Christians, tell them. He is the God of peace. Praise his wonderful name. The creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Yes, friends. He spoke the word. The scripture tells us, in the beginning, God, the God of peace, created the heavens and the earth. And he had fellowship with man and woman whom he created. He had fellowship with them.
Yes, sir.
Word of God says that he used to walk with them and had fellowship. But then darkness came in. The Prince of Darkness came and took away the peace from among the fellowship that Adam and Eve had with the God of peace. Today, many all over the world have drifted so far that we no longer speak about the God of peace. We no longer speak about the Prince of Peace. Yes, and I want you to understand today that we have to lift them up as much as we can. Now, here we see in first and second epistles of John, he warns the church. He warns the church of false teachers. We have a lot of that today. Oh, that's not short. We have false teachers all over the world today that are leading men and women, boys and girls. It is so sad to see now we have a curse word. Once upon a time, people used to call out for help and said, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me when they're in any problems. Today, it's a curse word that comes out instead of calling out for Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. You don't hear that anymore. No, friends. But I want you to know, friends, we as Christians, let us cry out, Lord, have mercy upon us. Prince of Peace, have mercy upon us. And be our help, be our strength, be our refuge, which I'm going to tell you about this in a little while. And I'm going to hurry because we have to get on in our breaking of bread. Yes, friends, peace, says Jesus, I leave with you. Do you have the peace of God with you? Do you have the God of peace? Do you have the Prince of Peace with you? We saw in the Word of God in verse 23 of 14, if a man love me.
Yes.
Think of that. Do you love God or you love somebody else? He said we should love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
Yes.
Are you speaking the word of God or you're cursing today and cursing God? Yes, are you cursing his son, the Prince of Peace? Yes. We, the church, must lift up Christ, Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Yes, friends, the politicians and their followers are lifting up their leaders all over the world today. Today, our leader is God, God of Prince, the God of Peace.
Yes.
His son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Prince of Peace. We, the church, need to lift them up. We've just done that in our praise and worship a while ago. And we're encouraging churches all over the world today. Don't be discouraged, friends. Many churches are closing down. Many pastors are leaving the pulpit. But we today is determined. We sing, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high the royal banner. We must not suffer loss.
Yes.
Many of our brothers and our sisters have been tested and tried. They are in persecution. Yes, friends. Yes, locked away. Yes, Paul, the apostle, in Hebrews chapter 13. Listen what he says here. And I like this, and I want to emphasize it as much as I can. In Hebrews chapter 13, here the word of God says, and verse 20, now the God of peace, there it is, it's written, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, hallelujah, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every work to do his will. Praise his name, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world. Yes, friends, We must lift up God, the God of peace. Lift him up, friends. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. He's the one who gave us the sun and the moon and the star. He's the one who gave us beautiful things around us. As we sing so often, all good things around us. Ah, hallelujah. Hang from heaven above. So thank the Lord. Or we can say, thank the Prince of Peace. Thank the God of Peace. Yes, for all the things that he has given us, he provides daily bread, protection, and shelter. And as God's people, friends, we need to lift him up at all times, as we do whenever we come together as a people. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of God. It's all things were created by them. Praise his wonderful name. And I must tell you here that God of peace and the Prince of Peace played a part in forming together, says the word of God, Adam and Eve, man and woman. And today we are thankful for this. He made all things beautiful, all creatures great and small. He made the black and white. He made the pink and blue. You sing in Sunday school, and we're not seeing it anymore. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. We need to teach our children about the God of peace and the Prince of Peace. We need to let our young people who have gone astray in our high school and our colleges and our universities, let them know, friends, that the God of peace created the heavens and the earth. We need to let them know that the Prince of Peace, his name is Jesus, which means Savior. Oh, how our generation needs to be saved from the Prince of Darkness and Death. And I want to encourage you today as a church, let us lift up the God of peace and the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And dispel the Prince of Darkness and Death. Yes. Let us embrace peace, friends. Let us use peace rather than the curse words that we hear on our televisions, on our radio, on the phone. Around us as we walk each day, we hear the curse words. Oh, it's embarrassing. It makes you feel sick. But let me move on quickly, because I want to get through the fullness of this message here today. Here we see Paul is encouraging the Hebrew Christians that now the God of peace that brought again from the dead, hallelujah, our Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus. Today, friends, God is raising up men and women. You're born again. The Word of God says you pass from death unto life.
Yes.
If you embrace the Prince of Life, the Prince of God, yes, friends, the Prince Jesus, his name means Savior. Oh, how we need the Prince of Peace. Jesus, our Savior. The Word of God says you will become a new creature in Christ. The whole things will be passed away, and behold, all things become new. Let us turn over to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2 and verse 6. I like this because it's telling us that what is happening to us here now happened in the time of Isaiah. God had to speak to Isaiah because he too was in a backslidden state. I think of it, a prophet. And we have many, many of our prophets today. Many of our servants of God today have backslidden, just like Isaiah. Isaiah became so close to the kings. He reigned while four kings were then ruling. And what was the results? The people of God were all in a backsliding state, along with Isaiah himself. It was in a backsliding state. He had to ask God to have mercy upon him. Listen what the Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. Have you had the Prince of Peace shining in your heart? Have you had heard the Word of God, the God of Peace, burning in your heart as you read His Word? Today, friends, we find that this message had to bring revival to the world.
Yes.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, hallelujah, wonderful. Who is Isaiah talking about? He's talking about the Prince of Peace, which you will see as I continue to read. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Hallelujah. I like that. The Everlasting Father. And this is what we are talking about today. The Prince of Peace. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7 said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Oh, praise his wonderful name. It's a wonderful thing to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. It's important for us to talk about the God of Peace. Yes, friends, he says we should love his word. We should keep the Lord in our minds, in our hearts. Yes, as we meditate upon the word of God, yes, we will enjoy the fullness of life. Now, let me talk a little bit about the Prince of Peace and God of Peace here. Listen what happens here. The world was in darkness at the time when Isaiah spoke those words. It was God who was speaking through Isaiah to tell the people that were in a backslidden state that the Prince of Peace would come to take them out of darkness. This one, verse 2 says again, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, this is what is happening to us, upon them hath the light shined. God, the God of Peace, sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, sent him as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. As I said before, the name Jesus means Savior, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. He sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, to die for all men. The Word of God says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Yes, friends, God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, gives life to the church when we embrace him, when we talk about him, praise his name. We've seen so many choruses about talking about Jesus, what it means to us. Today, friends, we are introducing to you whether you're in the church or outside the church, because he says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Today you can have, friends, embrace the God of peace. Embrace his son. His name is Jesus, which means Savior. And here is Isaiah telling us that he is the Prince of Peace. Praise his wonderful name. Yet, would you embrace the Prince of Peace within your heart today? Now, let me look at the God of the universe. As we look up into the heavens, we see the stars. Oh, sometimes we are so busy we don't even have time to look up. But then, friends, think of the God of peace. Spoke, and there was the moon, the sun, and the stars to give light by day and light by night. Oh, how beautiful it is to look up. And it would be so nice, friends, if we would start looking up into the heaven and see the beauty of God's creative work. Hallelujah. Look around us, friend, and see the things that he spoke into being. All the beautiful things, as the songwriter said, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Let us lift up God of peace. Let us lift up Prince of Peace in this dark world that is walking in the shadow of death. Let us lift up Jesus, who is the light of the world. Let us lift up God, the creator of all good things around us, are sent from heaven above. Let us lift him up. Let us talk about him. Let us lift up the wonderful things that he has done for us. Think of what he has done for you last night. You had so nice rest. You got awake this morning, and you can be in the house of God, praising God for what he did for you yesterday, what he did for you last night, what he did for you this morning. Here it is, we're in the 11th month of the year, and God has kept you from January up until November. Isn't that wonderful, friends? Isn't that wonderful? But then I want to talk to you now and to emphasize the wonderful things that the Prince of Peace has done for all men. The Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son. His name is Jesus, which means Savior. He is a healer. Praise God. As we read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, we see the mighty work that Jesus Christ continued to do for those that are in need. Oh, there are so many needy people around us today, many that need healing. Oh, when you go to the hospital, when you look on the sidewalk, there are so many desperate people in need of help. Yes, friends, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to save men and women, boys and girls. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, friends, hallelujah. So many broken bones, so many broken hearts. Young people, their hearts are broken because of what they're seeing around them. But I want you to know, friends, children, there is a Savior who loves. The song says, Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Yes, Jesus loves you, boys and girls. He loves you, young people. He loves you, adult, with a broken heart, a broken marriage, a broken home. Yes, Jesus is the answer, the Prince of Peace. Yes. He wants to give you peace, the peace that passes all understanding. I want, let me start from the home, the many broken homes today. Jesus wants to bring healing to your home. to bring wives and husbands together again, to bring young people together again with their mother and father and children as well. Yes, friends, he heals the broken homes, the broken hearts. Today, many around us are traveling up and down with a broken heart. Oh, they lost their son, their daughter, their wife, their husband from a bullet wound. They lost their sons and their daughters. They lost their husbands in war. Many homes are destroyed because of that. But Jesus, Savior, pilot us today over life tempestuous seas. Yes, friends, the sea is rough, but the Prince of Peace will say, peace, be still, because yeah. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise his wonderful name. That broken home, that broken family, that broken marriage, that broken wife. Oh, friends that are so sad. Jesus wants to bring healing because he is the Prince of Peace. He wants to bring peace into this our world today and also in this our country, the United States of America, which is so broken. So many broken hearts around us. But is that all he does? No, friends. Broken minds. Our politicians are confused about the many that are shooting people all over the streets and in their homes today. And they continue to blame the guns. But it's not the guns, friends. It's the broken hearts and the broken minds that need to be mended. They need to see the Prince of Peace. Oh, yes, friends, that's what we need to tell our government. They need to tell the people that are shooting others and buying guns. It's not the gun, it's the people that are buying the guns that have broken hearts, broken minds, broken spirit. Yes, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yeah.
Will you embrace him? I can't help thinking of the blind man. Many blind people are around us because they are walking in darkness. The blind man sitting there for many, many years. And he heard that the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, was passing by. He inquired, why that noise? He heard that it was Jesus. What did he say? Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. How many today you are walking in darkness? You are not able to see the way tomorrow. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do next week? The needs to be met. What am I going to do? Jesus is passing by today. Why not cry out like the blind man sitting at the side of the road? Jesus, Prince of Peace, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Praise God, the Prince of Peace heard the voice and says, bring the man to me. There are many today that are sitting at home. You're sad. Your hand is under your chin, not knowing what to do, what to say. Yes, friends, Jesus will hear your cry. This is what the blind man said. The blind man cried out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Yes, friends. America needs to cry out, Jesus, yes. God of peace,
yes.
Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We yes. need to cry out to God, the Father of Peace. Oh, yes. We must not leave them out, friends. God yes. loves each and every one. Jesus came and paid the price for all that we can have life everlasting, but then listen what happens here. There are many out there that are thirsty as well. Oh, look at that woman coming day after day to draw water from the well. Yes, and who was sitting at the well? The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And he had a talk with her. Would you have a talk with Jesus? Tell him all about your troubles? Yes, friends. Have a talk with the Prince of Peace today. Have a talk with God of Peace. Yes, she came to draw water from the well, not realizing that she's speaking to the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Who said, I am the living water. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you drink of me, you will never thirst again. Young man, young woman, you are drinking every day, every evening after work. You stop for a happy hour. The woman, the same thing, happy hour. But then, friends, you leave the bar or the club not feeling very happy. You're going home to make trouble. Why not take home Jesus today with you, wherever you are?
Yes.
This woman had a talk with the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, give me of this water that I'll not thirst again. Hallelujah. Today, friends, you've been selling, many women are selling their bodies to get money to buy bread and the money to pay the rent and various things like that. They're selling their bodies so cheap. Yes, but I want you to know, friends, this woman went back into the city. Come see a man. She didn't even know his name. Come see a man that told me all things today. I'm telling you about the Prince of Peace. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, which means Savior, the Anointed One. Ah, why not? Why not reach out today and get the water that he's offering you? Listen to what he said. From your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Yes, friends, she wanted that water. She got the water. She ran back to our city. Many of us need to go back to our homes, to our district, to our county, to our workplace. Come see a man that told me all things.
Well, I do, yes.
Amen. Praise his wonderful name.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus knows about your trouble. The Prince of Peace, the God of Peace, they know all about it, friends. Yes. Those that are thirsty, those that are hungry. He fed the multitudes. So often he did this, and they were satisfied. The God of Peace satisfied the children of Israel in the wilderness with everyday supply. Every day they had supply. Every night they had protection. Every day they had protection. Every day they got awake and they had bread and water. Today, friends, if you embrace the God of Peace and his Son, the Prince of Peace, hallelujah, your daily bread will be met. Yes, friends, he will help you to find a job. He will help you to pay your light bill. He will help you to provide for your children. Yo, friends, why not reach out to him today? Hallelujah. Reach out to him today, friends. Yes. The thirst and the blind. Those that are hungry. Those that are naked. He can provide for you. But then let's look at the word of God here. And this is where the church comes in to understand. We, the church, many churches are getting afraid. Many members of the church's buildings are getting afraid. They are not going back to church anymore. Paul the Apostle speaks to a young man, yes, called Timothy. Timothy, I want you, I like this portion of scripture so much. I think the brethren know that by heart now. Yes. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Listen, Paul speaking through Timothy, telling the church about the backsliding that was going on all around. Listen, says Paul speaking to the church and to Timothy, he says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, many Christians don't like that. Prayer, many Christians today don't like that. Intercession, many don't like that. And giving of thanks be made for all men. Today there is more hatred and bitterness. We're not doing that as a church. We like this one and we hate the other one. We hate the other one and we like the other one. Listen to what the Word of God says here. The church today, friends, the church all over the world, the people who are called by the name of God. Listen to what Paul is telling Timothy to tell the church that is going through a trying time. I exhort, I encourage you, therefore, that first of all, supplication, it takes time, friends, to supplicate. It takes time to pray. It takes time to intercede, and the giving of thanks be made not for some that are black, not for some that are white, not for some that are Indians, not for some that come from Mexico, not some from Cuba. No, friends. For all men, says the Word of God.
Yes.
And listen, verse 2 says, for kings and for all that are in authority.
Yes.
We don't have any kings in this our country, but we have a lot. I think we have too much in authority today. We have so many people that are in authority. We need to pray for them that we lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
Yes.
Now, I am going to ask of you, brethren, those of us who are missing, notice what I said, those of us, I didn't call any name. And those of us that are missing out in our prayer meeting for supplication, in our prayer meetings for praying, interceding, and giving of thanks made for all men, whether they are black, white, or pink. Yes, we need to pray for all men. The God of peace loves all men. It is He who created the heavens and the earth and all that is within it. He said to His Son and the blessed Holy Spirit, let us make man in our own image, in our own. Friends, when I think of that, let us make man in our own image, our own likeness.
Yes.
And after He did that, friends, what love. The Word of God says He drew the breath of life and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. That's what the God of the peace did. That's what the Son, the Prince of Peace, did. And that's what the blessed Holy Spirit, and I cannot leave Him out, that's what all three of them did. All three are one. Yes, come, let us make man in our own image. After that, He made woman in His own image, friends, in His own image, that we may love each other and cherish each other and work together, realizing that it's God of peace, Prince of Peace, His Son, who died upon the cross for each and every one of us. I am now coming to the fullness of the message here to an end. Listen to what the Word of God says in Timothy. I must point this out to you because so often we read it all and miss out on it. For kings and for all that are in authority, we must pray for them, friends, that we the Christians may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I like that. And I wish I could read it over again for the Christians to hear that. We must do this so that we, the Christians, will live a godly and peaceable life. They will stop persecuting the children of God for righteousness' sake. We have so many fearers, so many Herods leading us as leaders. Oh, friends, we need to pray for them. We need to intercede for them. We need to supplicate for them that God, the God of peace, the God of peace loves them all. That's why he gave his son, the word of God says, which is a beautiful love song of the Bible, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everyone, friends, that he gave his son, the only begotten son of God,
and
whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, world, would you embrace the creator of all things? Would you embrace the God of peace? Would you embrace the Prince of Peace and walk away from the Prince of Darkness and Death? Yes, friends, let us walk away today from the Prince of Darkness and Death and embrace the God of Peace and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. Let us embrace them tonight and today and tomorrow and next week, next month, until he comes. Praise his wonderful name.
Yes.
The word of God says here, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, the God of peace, our Savior, the Savior of peace, the Prince of peace, who will have, listen what he says, didn't say some, who will have all men to be saved. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. I want all Christians today that are hearing my voice, as of today, we are going to pray for a revival in this, our country. We hear, we are tired, we are sick of the hatreds that is being spelled all over on our radio, our television, in our workplace, on the streets. Too much hatred instead of peace. Let us get down on our knees, friends, to intercede. It takes time to intercede. It takes time to supplicate. Oh, my children and my grandchildren so often come to see me in my room and what I'm doing on my back with my hand across my chest. I am interceding. I'm supplicating. Yes, friends. Yes, we need quiet time to do this. The Prince of Peace took quiet time to be with his Father, the Father of Peace, to have fellowship with him. When he did that, he was able to come down, and the Word of God described what happened after that. The scripture says, he was of a compassionate heart. Oh, how the Church of Jesus Christ needs to practice what Jesus did, to have a compassionate heart. Oh, friends, we have a compassionate heart as we see the things around us. Yes, we see the things around us. Now, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved.
Yes.
And to come into the knowledge of truth. Now, I'm going to close, and I'm going to take you to a very interesting portion of scripture. Let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Praise his name. Luke chapter 1. And listen what the writer says here, Luke, a tremendous writer he is. This is what he says. Luke chapter 1, verse 78. I like this portion here. Luke chapter 1, verse 78. Through the tender mercy, what a wonderful word, tender mercy of the God of peace, whereby the day star, which is the Prince of Peace, that's the day star, from on high, had visited us. Friends, can't you understand the God of peace? Can you understand the Prince of Peace? They left the glory and came to earth. Praise his wonderful name. Let me read it again. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day star, which is Jesus, from on high, hath visited us. Verse 79. To give light to them that are in darkness. Yes. Dear friends, are you up traveling in darkness and in the shadow of death? To guide our feet into the way of peace. I like that. I'm going to read it again for you, and I'm going to read it slow. Notice it end up with the word that we started off with, peace. This is what it says, verse 79, to give light to them that are in darkness. Oh, friends, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Oh, friends, would you come to the God of peace? Would you come to the Prince of Peace today? He died because he's not willing that any should perish. Yes, friends, my peace, says Jesus, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let us pray. Holy Father, you are the God of peace.
Yes.
You came and you had fellowship with Adam and Eve in the garden. And I often try to imagine what it was like in a place of peace, quietness, love, God. They both had it until the Prince of Darkness came and dispelled the light and the peace and brought death to Adam and Eve. Today, many of our young people, many of our leaders, yes, are walking in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Today, friends, would you come to him and find life and not death? You don't know. Many of you might be going out tonight. I heard it only last night. Some died coming from party. Yes, they died daily. They die without Christ, the Prince of Peace, and without God, the God of Peace. Yes, friends, would you come to him? Would you come to him today? Listen, the word of God says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Friends, many of you are afraid to see tonight or tomorrow. Yes, you don't know, but come and find life in the God of peace and the Prince of Peace today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thankful.
Oh, thank you for your word, Lord.
You are the God of peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You brought peace. into a world that was in darkness, you spoke light, and it came into being. You sent love, and it came to be. Father, move in this country of ours, the United States of America. Move among those that are in authority. Move, Lord, in every department in this country, in every area of this country. Move throughout the world, Lord. We pray for the United Nations. Lord, these are men that are leading many nations all over the world. I lift them up before you today. Son of God, Savior of the world, the Lamb of God. Save their souls today as we intercede, as we supplicate, as we pray for the leaders of the world today. Move and give us a revival, Lord, and dispel darkness. Oh, God, help us, we pray, those that are at home today, up knowing their hands, holding up their heads, their chin, not knowing, their elbows are on their knees, not knowing what to do. But Jesus, you are the light of the world. You are the living water. Oh, you are the bread of life. Oh, God, meet their needs today, we pray. For the leaders, Lord, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they would realize that all power is given to you in heaven and in earth. Save souls today, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen.